Hello.
Hiya, sorry, the line disconnected then.
Yeah, no worries.
Just double checking, so I just need to confirm details for data protection purposes. Can I confirm your full name, please?
It's James Coburn.
Brilliant. And your date of birth?
12/7/1970.
And your address?
You ringing me again? Sorry, your same number is ringing me. Is 87 Langdale Gardens.
87, what was that, sorry?
Langdale Gardens.
How are you spelling that?
LANGDALE, and then Gardens.
Right.
Langdale.
And we don't have an email for you on file, so I'd just be able to add that on?
Yeah, James, 1970.
Yeah.
61.
Yeah.
At hotmail.com.
Hotmail.com. Perfect. Thank you very much. So just want to explain the purpose of our call today. So it's to explain the Scottish Redress Scheme to you, explain your options, explain how INS law operates, discuss funding and fees, and gather initial information to assess whether we may be able to assist you.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand all that? Is that okay?
Yeah, no worries.
So I appreciate the discussion experiences connected to your application can be difficult in a setting. So any time during this call, if you need a break, further explanation or support, or if you want to continue another time, just let me know.
Yeah, no worries.
Do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities that you wish to make us aware of?
No.
No worries. Thank you very much. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. Just want to explain all of your options before you decide whether to instruct us. So
uh-huh.
You're entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme. They're paid directly by the government for assisting you with your application. So under the government scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you, regardless of whether you are successful or not. Whereas we do not operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we wouldn't be paid by the government. So at this stage, can you just confirm that you've not instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to the application?
None.
Perfect. So our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. It means if your application is unsuccessful, you'll pay nothing. And if you withdraw your application on our advice, you'll also pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would consist of a basic charge based on the time spent and a success fee. So the total fee, including the VAT, are capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment, and you'll never pay more than that agreed cap. It's just double checking you understand. Got any questions so far?
Not yet, no. It's okay.
No worries. So just to make clear as well, so we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may give you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in greater detail. So if instructed, we can assist you with. So we will check if you're eligible to apply, gathering and reviewing the evidence, preparing and submitting the application. We do all the correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme, and then we advise you on any offers made, explain the statutory waiver, if it's offered, and assist with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So the statutory waiver warning. So if a redress offer is made, we'll fully explain the waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. But it's important because accepting an award may affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. And you're not expected to accept any offer without fully understanding the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions so far?
No, that's good.
Okay. So if you decide to proceed, you'll have 14-day cancellation after signing the agreement with us. Then you can cancel within any period for any reason without charge. If you choose, you can also authorise to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So are you happy for the work to begin immediately?
Yeah.
Perfect. So we will also, following this call, I'll send you an email. We require a form of photographic identification and a proof of address dated in 3 months. So you require this information to comply with the anti-money laundering regulations. So again, like when we finish this call, I'll send you an email so that you can see what we need and everything. Are you okay to continue?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So I'll just move on to your application. So I just require some details from you. So regarding contact, is there any communication preferences that you would not prefer? So we can contact you via email, phone call, post or text. Is there any that you wouldn't want?
Probably wouldn't want email, just because I don't check it as much as everything else.
So whenever we, if we contact you and like say it's a missed call or anything regarding that, so we send text messages and emails, but the emails have the further details of what we require from you. So would you rather
that
via,
yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
so we'll send you a text message at the same time as well. So if you get the text message, you'll know then that we've also sent an email.
Right, no worries, thank you.
Right. And for post, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
No worries. I have to ask as well, so are there any terminal illnesses, just as we push the application further, if there's any?
Say that again, sorry.
Do you have any terminal illnesses that we need to be made aware of?
No.
No worries.
I've got three stents fitted in my heart from having a heart attack.
No worries. I'll pop that on the file for you. So the next one says a nominated beneficiary. So would you like to add a beneficiary if anything was to happen to you, so then they would possibly receive the reward if you are given one?
Yeah, my wife, please.
Yeah, would I be able to take full name, please?
Yeah, it's Joyce.
How was spelling that, sorry?
J-O-Y-C-E.
Perfect.
And then Coburn, C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N.
And date of birth?
The 11th of the 6th, 61.
And do you have an email address?
No.
Or a contact number?
Yeah, one second, sorry.
No worries.
Sorry, it takes me a bit of time.
That's okay, no worries.
It's 07498.
Yeah.
730.
Yeah.
813.
So that's 07498 730 813.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. And is the address the same as yours?
Yeah.
Langdale. 87 Langdale Gardens, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So now I just need to begin, so with the care settings, and would you be able to list or name any of the institutions you were in?
Yeah, I was in St. Columbus College.
College. And how long were you there for?
4 years.
Do you have the date, sorry?
I was there from 1978 to 82.
And would you be able to name any of the people involved in anything that you experienced while you were there?
Yeah, I've already took these people to court, to be fair.
So the only thing with this sort of application, so it may affect any further, and if you take anything further following this, you may not be able to. So I'm just going to confirm with my colleague about anything in the past. So give me 2 seconds.
No worries.
Okay, so I'll just double check now. So I can continue with the application, and then following this, well, after we've gathered all the evidence and stuff, then we'll be able to confirm your eligibility for it, make sure nothing...
Yeah, because it was the second school, this one I'm going to mention next anyway, which is because I already took the ones to Scotland to court already, and they're giving out of court settlement.
And that was St. Columbus?
That was St. Columbus. I was there till I was 12, then I moved to a school in England called St. Joseph's College in Ipswich.
So this one is only for the ones that happen in Scotland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's it then. St. Columba's College is the only one in Scotland.
Okay,
I didn't realise.
That's okay. So I'll continue with the application anyway, and then I'll look into it further and see if it affects anything.
Yeah, no worries.
So St. Columba's College, you said, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. And would you be able to confirm any of the names, if possible?
Of what? Sorry.
So anyone that was involved with anything while you were there?
The abusers?
Yes, any names?
Yeah, like Peter Toner, who was known as Brother Peter.
Peter Toner?
He got sent to jail for 10 years. I just took him to court.
Okay. Glad you're successful with that one.
Thank you, yeah.
They're
still not good enough, their little crappy sentences. They're unbelievable, but there you go.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, and they say it never happened again, and look what's happening all over our country at the minute.
Exactly. I know. So is that just double check? So it's T-O-W-N-E-R. Is that surname?
Toner. T-O-N-E-R.
T-O-N-E-R, yeah.
Yeah, Peter Toner.
And what was the nickname, sorry?
What was what, sorry?
Did you say he had another name that he was known as?
Oh, Brother Peter, we knew him as. Just Brother Peter. They were all called brothers because they were marriage brothers the institution was run by.
No worries. Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So when we say brother, it's not my brother. He's talking about the
position
in church.
Okay. So following on from that, so I'll have to jump back then to take a statement for if you could run me through anything that happened while you were there. But before that, just need to ask a couple more questions. So have you applied for the advanced payment scheme?
No, because they said I couldn't because, I read that I couldn't because my parents sent me to the school.
Right, okay.
And they said, the Scottish government said that the other people, i.e. people that are put into institutions through the government, voted to not allow us to get any payment. Just doesn't make sense, does it?
Okay.
And when it came to it, they didn't allow me to come forward to speak up. They didn't send me the information or anything to attend the meeting to do with it all, and then just shut it all off from us. You see the Scottish government and what's happening with them, how corrupt they are anyway, the SNP. So to me, I'm not going to get no joy from them people, especially at the moment. To go against the Catholic Church, it's been a nightmare because they want Catholic votes in Scotland, so.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get you some more from this one here anyway. So another one. So when you were in K, were you known by any different names by the one you use now?
Yeah, my name is James Coburn, but I was known as Jamie.
Jamie. Same surname?
Sorry?
Same surname?
Yeah, yeah. They just called me Jamie rather than there's so many Jameses in Scotland compared to England that four in my own family, so I just got called Jamie.
And were you able to provide your address prior to care?
Yeah, my address prior to care?
Yeah.
It was 45 East Road, Irving.
Irving. And did you know the postcode?
No.
What area was it roughly?
Area is Ayrshire?
East.
West.
West.
Oh, sorry. No, hold on. Sorry, I don't know. North? Is Irving not north of Ayrshire? It's been so long since I've been here. I left when I was 12.
Let me double check. Yeah, north. Perfect.
Yeah.
No worries. And did you know mother or father's names?
My mother and father?
Yeah.
Yeah, Thomas Coburn was my dad.
Nice.
And Kathleen Coburn was my mum.
Catherine, yeah?
Kathleen.
Kathleen?
Yeah.
Like with a K, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Obviously, it's a rare question, but did you know the GP surgery you attended while you were...
Where I was where?
The ages you were in care or with your parents or anything?
No, my dad was forces, so I actually lived in Germany while my dad was serving out there.
Yeah.
And went to Scotland to be educated rather than Germany. Cause
no worries. It's okay, thank you.
I stayed with my granny, I think, for a couple of years, and then I went to boarding school.
Yeah.
For them 4 years there, yeah. And what a horrible time I had there. What a nightmare life.
Unfortunately, we will be getting onto that part next. So if you need to take a break or anything, just please let me know. I completely understand. So for the St. Columbus College, so I just need to take every statement outlining everything. Is in detail or as much without as you want. Just take your time. Just talk me through the process and see how you get on.
I mean, a lot of it was obviously wasn't me. A lot of times I felt quite okay there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was obviously witnessing stuff regular. And I had two brothers there as well. I have a younger brother who I had to protect.
Yeah.
Which would get you in a lot of trouble. But at the same time, it's my little brother, so. I had a bit older brother there as well.
You do what you do, don't you?
Yeah. I'd only been there a couple of days, and the boy got ripped out of his bed and raped in the bathroom.
Who was that?
He was a tall kid. I can't remember either. I remember his name. He was an older boy. I'd only been there a couple of days, and I think he used to hang around my brother, but at the same time, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, that's okay.
Brother come into the door and screaming at him, telling me he's evil, and kid saying I haven't done anything, and ripped him out of his bed. And we were there in like big old hospital beds. They weren't like beds low to the ground. I mean, the kid hit the floor like, and then he dragged him, and his head smashed off either the door frame or radiator. I think it was the radiator. His head smashed off as he dragged him off. And then the boy kicked out, and then he leant over and beat him, and then dragged him into the shower, and he just hit pure screaming. Yeah, that was the sort of atmosphere that was there, to be fair, until that Germanus left. So that was, he was there for about a year and a half with us. He used to do, he tried to rape me one day when I was, made me shower. I can't remember why I was showering on my own, but he grabbed me as I was coming out of the shower because he was holding the towel waiting for me to finish, and then handed me the towel, which he did to everyone, to be fair. But
yeah.
I was on my own this time. And,
so was that what would happen, is the towel, you would...
Yeah, you just wouldn't want to be the last one out of the shower when you're all showering, things like that. That was on my mentality anyway. I just used to try and get out. I generally didn't dry myself. I tried to get into my clothes as much as possible, because one time he'd come out, he goes, that's not how you dry yourself, and then he just dried my bits for rigorously, you know what I mean, hurting me, but for too long, you know what I'm saying? Things like that, and then...
try to stay in group settings as much as possible.
Yeah. So when I started coming out of the shower, obviously, he grabbed me and started pulling up his tunic thing. And I just panicked, started to scream, help. And then he put his hand over my mouth, but he put his fingers in my mouth, over my mouth, from behind with the other hand. And I just bit him as hard as I could.
Yeah.
And he let me go for that split second, but he still had hold of me on the neck, and then another brother come round the corner. So it's, what are you doing? Because that brother knew what he was like, because he screamed at that brother when that other boy came out of the shower. He had come and give the boy's pyjama bottoms back and said, what have you done to this poor boy? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So were the... were some staff... like, not, I wouldn't say, like, necessarily like supportive of it, but were some of them, did they stop it, or?
I think they were scared of Germanus, to be fair. They were scared of him, yeah. He was only a little fart as well. He wasn't even anything anyone should have been scared of. I mean, as a teenager in my second school, I would beat him up. I'm not even going to say, I would beat someone like him up in seconds, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you say you had a name for him?
Germanus.
Yeah, how are you spelling that? Sorry, I just popped that one on.
German, G-E-R-M-A-N-U-S.
German.
Yeah, but his real name was, that was his brother's name. His real name was, what was his name now? Oh, David Germanus, Brother David, we used to call him. He didn't like his Germanus name.
So is that the brother that would abuse people in the shower, or the one that came in to help?
No. He was the housemaster, this brother.
Okay.
He looked at after on a night, and there was another brother there as well, but he didn't have as much to do with it. Germanus controlled everything, really. But the other brother was just about, you know.
Yeah.
And then after that Germanus... sorry.
That's okay. Take your time.
After Germanus murdered Aldo, a little boy, that's when my brother Peter came after that.
Yeah.
So after they got rid of him, that big fat asshole turns up and then starts abusing us all. It's even worse, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was, like I said, I was quite lucky. But reading some of the stuff that I read from the Scottish Inquiry, my brother, little brother, wasn't so lucky, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we never spoke to each other about that shit. So.
No, just turned it away, tried to anyway.
Yeah. But, so... But that brother Peter, we went to Spain on a holiday with the school.
Yeah.
Which our parents paid for. And we stayed in the school, and one night I had to lie down beside him. And the next morning I woke up and I've got all this crispy stuff on the back of my legs, like, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, what's that shit on my legs? You know what I mean? But it looked like, to me, like, my skin was peeling, but I'd just got on holiday. You know, I even got skin burned by then, do you know what I mean? So, but as a kid, I didn't understand that he'd obviously ejaculated on me while I was lying beside him. And he also threw a wooden duster and split my head open as well. But he got done for that in court, to be fair.
Yeah.
He, that was one of the charges for the assault on me and sexual abuse on me. And
Well, after everything you said, that time, the sentence you told me about was definitely not enough, is it?
Nah, so that's what I did to other boys. I mean, rape was included in that. You only got 10 years from five of us. That's a joke. I won't bring it back hanging. I'll do what China did. They just put it in the papers, you know. The three pedos caught, there they are, all dead, gone. Why even bother? They're not even worth the effort, because they come back out in how long? They get looked after. While the abuse is, they're still suffering, obviously. Like all these young girls today, it just makes me, like, I've got young children, young girls and stuff, and just to see what these people are doing to our young girls in this country is just sick, to let them what they did to us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it was mainly immigrants that did it to us, it's mainly Irish blokes. I know by your surnames what you are, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, because of your background and the surname and stuff, that... It was worse, would you say?
Well, my dad was a British soldier, and I'm in a Catholic school in Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah, it don't go down too well, to be fair, and I've got an English accent, because the first years of my life, we were growing up in Germany around English people, including my mum, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
it didn't go down too well in my schools anyway.
Yeah.
But luckily, I had a big brother who got there first, so it wasn't too bad. And you hear people whinging today about so many little things, you think, oh, my God.
Yeah, I can imagine
that you
feel.
And we know nothing when we look back at the people before us, you know. We've logged in their wars before us and stuff that we look like we're heading into now, but yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine how you feel about all that.
Yeah. Because obviously we were based in Germany, my father was, because of the Russian threat back in the 70s. So this is new to young people. This isn't new to people like us who were out in Germany at the time and places like that, do you know what I mean, even as children.
Yeah.
The Berlin Wall and the Berlin. Well, you couldn't travel through. I only went to Berlin once as a kid, to be fair, but.
Yeah.
It's different, but. Going to Scotland wasn't my favourite thing that happened to me in my life, to be fair, mainly because of that school. Apart from that, I think it would have been all right, you know?
Yeah, but I can imagine that probably changed your opinion on it very much.
Yeah, but you can't blame a whole country for a few wrongs, you know what I mean?
The unfortunate side, isn't it?
Yeah. But no doubt he'll be snuggled up in Dumfries in a nice little cell compared to... Why do they give him Dumfries? I bet he's there, isn't he?
Yeah. Right, so just to go over just a couple of questions with you. So just to confirm, how long you were there for, sorry?
Yeah, I started there in 1978 and finished in 1982 when the school closed.
Till 92, did you say?
No, 82.
82, sorry.
Yeah.
The school closed, yeah.
The school closed in 1982, yeah.
So, are you all okay for me to just say, can you see the rest of your application, or do you need to take a break? Have you got any questions?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, anything else that you would like to add into the, anything you said?
No, because all of it's on record anyway, because I did the Scottish Inquiry, and I did also take Peter's Turner to court in Glasgow, so... unless you need it separately, but I can get that.
So yeah, following that, so if you can retrieve it yourself, so part of what we do is that we then go off and we contact all these institutions and everything, and we try and get the evidence for you. If we require any further information to get it, we'll be back in contact with you. If you have anything that you'd be able to send to us to help us, that would also be great. Obviously understand that it's not something you probably want to go through again, gathering all that stuff together. But yeah, it's just anything that you have in your own time, if you're ready or anything like that. So just moving on now from that. So with the redress schemes, there's two types of applications that we can pursue for you. So one of them is the fixed payment of $10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity you suffered, and then the individual assessed payment of up to $100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level you suffered. So from what we've spoken about today and based on previous awards made by the scheme, I would definitely push for you to do the individually assessed one.
Yeah, I wouldn't do the other one anyway, to be fair.
Yeah.
It's not worth the hassle.
No.
Not the $10,000. It's not worth $10,000, don't be wrong. But because of what went on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy because at the end of the day, the reason I was sent to them schools, because what the Scottish Government tried to use is because our parents sent us there, we can't get any payment because the government didn't send you there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm different because the Ministry of Defence paid my school fees. So the government did pay for me to go there because I couldn't get schooled in Germany.
Yeah.
That's what I tried to explain to the people, and then that's why they didn't let me turn up to that thing, and then said, no, people whose parents went to school can't get anything.
Yeah, well,
which is just robbing itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
They paid for it to get abused.
Yeah, that is wrong in itself. So with this one, so you won't be required to attend any meetings with the redress team in person. We'll provide the statement on your behalf to the scheme to tell your story. So based on everything that we talked about today, what you provided, the next step for us, so we will send you the client care letter, the conditional fee agreement, letter of authority, and then following that, we'll request a proof of address and proof of identity. So when I've gathered all this, I'll write it all up and stuff, and then I'll send you all your contracts over. So I can give you a call back if you'd like, so I can talk you through them and navigate how to sign them, or you can take time to read everything and sign within in your own time.
Okay.
And then I'll also be sending out another email then, just with everything we need for identification purposes and the address and stuff. So just if you could possibly get this back to us just as soon as possible, as soon as you get the email. So I'll send you a text message as well, and I'll say on the message what it's about, so you know then. You can also send them to us via WhatsApp, so I'll put that message on there for you as well.
Okay.
So I think we covered everything today. Did you have any questions about anything or anything you'd like to add or explain further?
No, I think that gives us a sort of quick outline of what went on. But I mean, I think to the St. Columbus, everything's, when you read it from the Inquiry.
Yeah.
Not happy with Lady Smith one little bit, don't get me wrong, but at the same time. Like I said, we'll have to wait for Di to tell the truth about some things, because some things just, the judges just, I don't know what it is with our judges.
Yeah.
it even seems scary to go to court because, you know, your judge could be a wrong one as well. Do you know what I mean? Because of the past scenarios of what's gone on in courtrooms.
Yeah. Very difficult circumstances to go about, isn't it?
Yeah, very, yeah.
Just one more question just regarding that. Did you have any short-term or long-term effects from it all? Obviously, I gathered that yes. But just anything that we'd be able to see on medical records or like long-term trauma, like anything like that.
Yeah, PTSD.
Yeah. And do you take medication for anything?
Firstly, for my heart, I do. I don't speak to doctors and stuff like that, to be fair. I don't go.
Yeah.
I rarely go and see a doctor because, see, but that childhood thing, they were part of
it. No trust in
doctors.
Anyone.
Not like them types, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Especially the doctor to do with what went on, do you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
And then they lie, because how the dates don't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter anyway, sorry.
No, that's okay. did you know the name of the doctor or anything that you would have attended while you were there?
No, I haven't got a clue. I think I only went to the... I don't recall going to
the doctor. So, like, a doctor at the college?
I think they had their own doctor that would come in.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that we had something in town. With. I remember going to... I'm not sure if it's a doctor or a dentist, to be fair. I remember going there.
Was it just within the area?
Yeah, it was in Largs. The
Largs, did you say?
Yeah, Largs is where the school is.
Okay. Yes, that's everything for today. I appreciate your time. Obviously, this is a very, very difficult thing to do, so thank you. So the next thing, so when I've gathered everything together, I'll send you over the contracts. And would you like me to call you back when I send them over to just to talk you through the signing and everything, or did you want to look at it in your own time?
Yeah, I'll have a quick look at it. I'll have a good look at it, and then...
That's no worries. Yeah, and then when you sign them, then I'll send over the email then just for the proof of identity and address.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Angie.
Yeah.
You had a good day. Is it hot where you are, is it?
Oh, it's the hottest day of the year.
Where are you?
I'm in Liverpool.
Liverpool. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a bit of sea breeze, but hopefully you have as well. But
not the nicest in here today.
No, I bet not.
But yeah.
All right then.
Try and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. You take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.